My name's Chris Maxwell, and I'm the executive director of the South Dakota Agricultural Foundation.
There has been a challenge to raise funds in South Dakota. Tell me, what's the nature of this?
Yeah, so the nature of the challenge is the South Dakota's Governor Dennis Dugard and the South Dakota Community Foundation have joined together to challenge the South Dakota Agricultural Foundation to go out across the state and raise $4 million to match the $1 million that they put up as a challenge grant. And they put that up seeing the progress we've made over the last couple years since our announcement or launch on National Ag Day of 2016. They've seen the programming that we put together, the recent grants that we awarded of just over $34,000 to 23 different organizations across the state for 23 different projects, and like the progress we were making, and also see the opportunities for building an organization such as this to invest in the future of agriculture, and the challenges that are out there for the industry today as well, and that this group can be a catalyst for positive, proactive programming as we go forward into the future. So they decided to join together and challenge us, and now it's our work to go out and raise that $4 million.
What do you have in mind for the money?
Yeah, so those dollars, like we've had conversations around this many times, one piece of it is that those dollars will go towards building an endowment fund. And that endowment fund we're building is really something that, we don't know exactly what we're going to need to invest in 5, 10, 20, 30 years down the road. But we know we need to start building a fund today to have dollars there for that. So part of that is we put an initiative around the key items we want to invest in, human capital, people, investing in industry diversification and development, in good conservation efforts that are going on across the state, as well as promotion and service of the industry, and really building a culture of philanthropy across the state. So those are what our key pillars are. Today, what we'll invest in are those ag grants that I just mentioned. That $34,000+ that went to the 23 organizations across the state. What we've decided where we want to start, the first step of investing in the future, is investing in our youth and investing in ag education. And so that programming that we've supported today, our dollars going towards that. We also have plans to work on some economic development initiatives and doing some assessments around how are we investing in future ag economic development, and do we have the right resources and support structures in place for that. And then, as I mentioned previously as well, really building that culture of philanthropy across the state. You know, we've used the example many, many times of the South Dakota Community Foundation, who is our partner and manages our endowment funds, just went over the $300 million mark for their endowment fund. And they've raised that over the past 30 years since they were founded in 1987. And through that fund, they've invested over $100 million back into the state of South Dakota. And we're really just trying to learn from their success, build on that, partner with them, and build a fund that can mirror that and grow with them to invest those kind of dollars back into the state of South Dakota.
When you mention philanthropic efforts, what's the hoped-for result of this, Chris?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think our hoped-for result would be one to build a fund and an organization that is there to respond to the needs of the agriculture community, whether it's in those four areas that I mentioned, or it's specific projects that are of key importance to the ag community. I think of projects that have happened over the past couple years around new facilities needed, the ADRDL facility in Brookings for the industry, the new precision ag program and work that's going on there, dollars to support those kind of initiatives to respond to the needs that are in the ag community at that time. We would hope to have a fund that could respond to those, as well as continue to support ongoing important initiatives that are reinvesting back in the youth of our the youth of South Dakota, that are educating our youth and our state around the careers that are currently there today in agriculture, but also the ones of the future, that are getting both the kids in Garrison, South Dakota, and the kids in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, equally excited about ag careers, about the things that are happening in science and technology and engineering and math in agriculture. That's just, you know, as they're driving down the interstate, just right out in that field, as they're looking off into the field, you know, getting our youth excited about that and being able to invest in those kind of efforts. So, you know, our goal is to build a robust fund to support those efforts and to be a good partner for those groups that are doing that good work and to really build that strong ongoing relationship with them.
When you say ag youth, do you have anything specific in mind, like FFA organizations, or are you just trying to keep that in general?
Well, so I think, you know, a good example of this are the grant programs, that the grant dollars we just put out earlier this year. So part of those dollars go to support FFA, 4-H, FCCLA programs. And so part of those go to their community development activities, special projects that they're doing to support the fixing of a community park or work on their fairgrounds or safety programs they're doing for their fellow students and the community. So part of the dollar is going to support those ongoing efforts and those great organizations that have been developing leaders for so long here in the state already. But also dollars to go towards organizations like South Dakota Ag and Rural Leadership that are working with our current and future leaders that are out, producers and those in agribusiness and agriculture, getting them prepared to be leaders of the future, as well as other organizations that maybe we don't know of yet that have innovative ways of looking at how we reach out to students we haven't been talking to already. You know, how do we expand those conversations, as I mentioned, into those Sioux Falls school districts and the Mitchell school districts and Rapid City and Aberdeen, and make sure every one of those students understands how impactful that the ag industry is for them, whether they grew up on a farm, whether they have connections to a farm anymore, you know, them understanding how it impacts the entire state and impacts them.
Who do you plan to reach out to raise the money?
Yeah, so, you know, we're reaching out across all sectors in the state. You know, we've had great initial support from agribusiness and agribanking. If I didn't mention already, I should have, Poet Biofuels has stepped up as our first matching grant for the state and the South Dakota Community Foundation. That was part of the announcement as well, in that they've put forward $250,000 to match those dollars that are coming from the state and the community foundation. They've also, Jeff Groin's daughter, Alyssa, will be joining our board and getting engaged. So we plan to reach out to agribusiness. The agribanking support has been there in a strong way, and we expect that will continue to grow. And then, you know, the long-term piece of this is really reaching out to those producers and farmers and ranchers and talking about, you know, how they want to leave their legacy for agriculture and us being a resource and a partner for them. So as they're looking at transitioning their operation, as they're doing estate planning and legacy planning and working through those pieces, just like the South Dakota Community Foundation has been for many people across the state, we just want to be a good partner and a resource for people there as they're doing that planning. And so we'll be reaching out to all of those groups. You know, our goal is, how do we build that culture of philanthropy, knowing that there's already a great culture of giving. The ag community has been giving to its neighbor, giving to the community, giving to their church, has always been giving. It's now, how do we, as we look at it from a philanthropy perspective, build and grow that and work together on leaving that legacy for the state? We're just so thankful for all the support we've had all along the way, from the beginning, early visionaries that, saw the possibility for this organization and then put their time, energy, dollars forward to get it up and off the ground. Those that we met with that maybe challenged what we were doing, asked hard questions, pushed us to think differently. Those who encouraged us along the way, all those people that helped us get to this point. And then a thank you again to the governor and to the South Dakota Community Foundation, Poet, a couple other First Interstate Bank, stepped up as a donor, Riverview Farms, the South Dakota Bankers Association, some individuals to match this gift from the governor and the community foundation. We're just so thankful for the support. And if you're interested in what we're doing, we'd love to talk with you, and we'd love to continue to work together on building this organization for the future of South Dakota agriculture.